Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued refuah shlema for David Meir ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Mem Aleph, and we left off at the very top of Ksubis Daf Mem Aleph. We will learn the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, good morning, Avi, Dr. Joe, Reb Mordechai, Gershon, Eitan, Tzvika, Shlomo, David, Yaakov, Chana, Chenach. Great to have everybody here. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Mishnah. Ha'omer, here's the today's Yisod. I could sum up the entire Daf Yomi today in three words. Moide B'Knas Pater. Good morning, Rav Dov Ben Yamin Ben Shneir Zalman Dun. Moide B'Knas Pater. Very fascinating halacha. When it comes to mamon, if you admit to a chiyuv mamon, you're chayev, obviously. Hodas bal din kamei edim dami. When it comes to knas, Gemara says in Bava Kama, asher yarshiyun Elohim, prat l'marshiyas atzmo. Moide b'knas is pater. If you admit to owing a knas, you're not obligated to knas. Funny kind of halacha. Usually in Judaism, we believe if you admit that you did something wrong, you got to pay for it. Well, it won't even just because you admit you get out of it. That's like a good shtick. Get out of everything. Just admit it. Oh, I don't have to pay because I admitted it. But that's a special halacha of Moda B'Knas Pata. It's going to be the whole theme of today's daf. Good morning, Jeremy. Ha'omer Patisi is Bitol Shaploni. So a guy who says, I seduced Yankel's daughter. Mishalim Boshes of Bagamo Piyats. Most of the Boshes of Bagami pays because that's a chiv mamon. However, Ve'en Mishalim Knas. What's the difference between mammon and knas? Mammon is money that you owe because you damaged somebody, you stole it, you took it, you owe it. Knas is any obligation of money that you're chayiv above and beyond the normal payments. Knas is like a random penalty, a fine. A fine. It's not because of what you took or what you broke or what you damaged. Rather, it's just a fine. So the 50 shekel, so you don't have to pay knas. And by the way, even though the Mishnah only talks about mefateh, the same is true by rape. Same thing is true by rape. And by mefateh, it's not only boshes of begam. By rape, it's also tsa'ar. Right? But there's no tsa'ar by mefateh, we said. Ha'omer ganavti. Guy says, I stole. So mishalim is hakeren al piatzmo. So you have to pay back the initial amount even if you admit it. Ve'en mishalim tishlomi kefil tishlom dal vehei. But the double payment of a ganavor, four times for a sheep and five times for an ox, that's knas. Moide b'knas is pater. If you admit it, you don't have to pay.
Is that before they catch him?
It means there's no edim. No. Right? If the edim obligate you, oh yeah, I'm chayv. No. The edim obligated you. Yeah, then you have to pay. Yeah, then you have to pay. Haim is shori es ploni. My ox killed a man. Or Oshor shel ploni, hareze mishal ma piatzmo. So if my ox killed somebody, so the Torah says you got to be kofer. So kofer, interestingly, is a chiyuv mamon. Oshor shel ploni, damages. So you have to pay. Hamis shori avdo shel ploni. However, if my ox gored and a slave, an eved knani, right? Aim mishal ma piatzmo. So the Torah says you have to pay 30 shekel for that. If your ox kills an eved, pay 30 shekel. It's a fine. So you don't pay if you admit it. Zaklal, call him Hashem. Yes, Ramashi Hizik. If you're paying more than the damages that you did, Einu Mishalim Al Pi Atzmo, Moide B'Knas is Pater. That's the whole yisod of this Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Vilisne anasti. Why does the Mishnah only mention seduction and not rape? Zak the Gemara, lo mi bai kamar. The Gemara is telling you even a bigger chiddush. Lo mi bai anasti deloy kapagim le. Of course it's true that if you admit to rape where you're not really ruining her reputation at all. She was raped. She didn't do anything. She was just walking home from school one night. That's not a damaging to reputation, the fact that she was raped. So there, I understand that if the guy admits it, of course he has to pay for the boishes of pagam. The Mishal boishes of piatzma. Because under the local pagam, the Mishal boishes of piatzma. Aval patisi. But when a man admits that he seduced a girl, and she agreed to go along with it, seduction means she agreed. So that's embarrassing, that she agreed to sleep with the guy who wasn't her husband. So, aval patisi de kapagimla ema lo mishama piatsmo. You might think if he admitted that he seduced her, we don't make him pay. Because by making him pay, we're assuming that the seduction actually happened, which is embarrassing for the girl, her father, and her family. So you might think we don't make him pay. Al piatsmo. Kamash malan. That no. That even if a guy admits to it, since it's a chi of mamon, he does pay, and we don't worry, we're not worried about the fact that it's embarrassing for him. And says the Gemara, there's one opinion that disagrees, and says that we are worried about the embarrassment. Mastiz de lo kiaitana. The mission is against the following opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The center of Rabbi Shimon, you don't know Mishim Rabbi Shimon. Af poshtim begamin of Shalom piyatzmo. No, by the seduction case, by the rape case, Rabbi Shimon agrees that he does pay al piyatzmo boshtim begam, because it's not embarrassing to her. But by the seduction case, which is embarrassing to her, af poshtim begam, einim Shalom piyatzmo. Locally, Menashif Gombito Shaploni. No, by him, by his admitting that he seduced her, that's embarrassing to her. And he won't pay. Now says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Nichalali Didamai. What about, what would Rabbi Shimon say in a case where she's willing to have the busha and she wants the money? Don't do me a favor. I'd rather have the money for the boshes of Begam. I don't care that I'm going to have the busha. Would Rabbi Shimon still disagree with Tanakama? Now, the Achronim point out a very sharp question over here. In the Sefer Lechem Abirim, one of the Achronim points out a very sharp kash over here. So, according to Rav Papa, before we get into what the Gemara, what Abai is going to answer Papa, Rav Papa assumes that the case where Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon argue is where it's lo nichale lididab, where she doesn't want the embarrassment. So since she doesn't want the embarrassment, says Rabbi Shimon, we don't make the guy pay. Now wait a second. Wait a second. And what about according to Tanakama? If she doesn't want the embarrassment, we make him pay anyway. Wait a second. If she doesn't want the embarrassment and her father owns the embarrassment, who's going to be asking for the money? Who's going to bring him to court? How are you ever going to have a court case on this? If both she and the dad don't want to ask for the money because they don't want the embarrassment, right? So, right, because Rabbi Shimon said, no, he doesn't pay boshes of Begama Piatzmo because he's not allowed to embarrass her. Well, of course, no one's going to be asking for the money. Says the Gemara, no. You know where Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon have the Machloga say that according to Lechem Abirim says, it will be a case of where, let's say the dad owes money to somebody else. So what are you going to say? So we're going to say, oh, the guy admits that he seduced the daughter. Okay, so the guy's got money coming to him. So you're going to say, no, Rabbi Shimon holds, we don't make him pay the money. Tanakhama says we make him pay the money. But if he doesn't want the embarrassment, he's not going to bring him to court. Too bad. Even if he doesn't bring him to court, we still make him pay the money. Because he owes somebody else money. We learned a thing called Shibud de Rab Nassan, which means if A owes B money and B owes C money, then we're going to be motzi from A and give it to C. So the Chiddush Hadin over here is that we make him pay according to Tanakhama. Even if he's not going to take her to Beis Din, the guy comes into Beis Din and says, I admit, we still make him pay because he now owes somebody else money. He now has money to pay the other guy. So even if he doesn't want the embarrassment for his daughter, too bad. He's got to pay the money to the third party.
Wow.
What?
If you didn't owe anyone money?
Right, if you didn't owe anybody money, then this whole case would never come up. Because he's going to walk into Beis Din and say, I seduced a girl, but the guy's not going to be tavea the money. If the guy never comes to Beis Din and asks for the money, no one's ever going to have to pay the money. There's going to be no court case. That's the Achrona point out of it. Anyway, says Rav Papa Abai, Nichal Ala Didamai. What if she wants the embarrassment because she wants the money of the boshes of Agam? Would Rabbi Shimon agree in that case that he does have to pay? It says, Dimaloni Chale La'avua. No, La'avia. Maybe the dad doesn't want the embarrassment. Says Gemara, okay, Nichale La'avia, my. What if the dad also wants the embarrassment? He wants the money. Dimel Nichalul Bnei Mishpacha. No, maybe somebody in the family doesn't want the embarrassment. Says Gemara, Nichalul Bnei Mishpacha. What about if the whole family gets together? We say, we'd rather that our brother and his daughter, we'd rather them get the money. We're okay with the embarrassment that she admits that she was seduced. At the end of the day, we're going to get money out of this. 50 shekel. Says Gemara, there's going to be, this impossible that some family member, it's impossible to get the entire family to agree on this. It's impossible that there won't be one family member that's going to be embarrassed. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, we don't make the guy pay the boshes of pagam. A case of seduction. Okay. Vaiter. Ha'omer ganavti mishalim esa keren. If a guy says, I stole, we make him pay the keren. But not the kefel and not the dalet vehe. Oh. So now famous Gemara in Bava Kama, which shows itself publicly also. What about Chatzi Nezek? So a brief review of some of the basic laws of Bava Kama is in order over here. There are three types of damage that my ox can damage. Shein, Regel, and Keren. First Mishnah Bava Kama. Shein and Regel pay Nezek Shalim. Keren, if it's a Shor Tam, pays Chatzi Nezek. Shor Mu'ed pays Nezek Shalim. Right? If the ox has never gored before, what's the definition of keren? Literally means goring, but it's any damage that's out of the ordinary. Any damage that's out of the ordinary. So you pay chatzi nezek, a short time only pays half the damages. So the Gemara wants to know now, and that's going to be the rest of today's daf, is chatzi nezek mamon or is it knas? Shein and Regel pays nezek sholem. Shein and Regel is for sure mamon. Nezek shalim. You pay the full damages. That's mamon. You're damaged. Your ox ate up the field. It's shein. Your ox trampled the field. It's regel. So that's it. You pay full damages. No shaila. It's mamon. Right? I don't have my corn anymore. I need my corn back. You got to pay me. That's mamon. But keren, where you gore, where you pay chatzi nezek, is chatzi nezek an extra payment? Or is it less payment? Oh. Itmar palganizka, Rav Papa Amar palganizka mamayna. Rav Unabre du shomar palganizka knas. Rav Papa Amar palganizka mamayna, kasavar stam shvarim labacheska shimakani. We assume oxen are going to damage, even though it's considered to be strange, right? That Chonim say you got to work on this line. It's strange, but it's not so strange. That stam shvarim labacheska shimakani. You got to assume your thing is going to damage. So you should have watched it. So really, you should have been chayiv everything. It's mamayna. Since you weren't ready for this, your ox has never damaged in the past, so we're lenient and may have you less. But really, you should have been chayv everything, because stam shvarim, you have to assume your ox is going to go out and gore, and therefore it's a chayv mamon, which are being lenient on you and letting you pay half. Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua says the opposite. Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua Amar, no. Palganiska knasa. Really, you should have been chayv nothing. Because we assume that oxen that haven't gored before are not going to gore. You don't have to assume it's going to gore. It's totally weird and strange that the ox out of nowhere all of a sudden went crazy and started goring people. But we didn't the Lolishan Klal. Really, you should have been totally exempt, because how are you supposed to expect this guy was going to go do something so weird? It's Mishun that carries the ox going to take his horns and gore somebody? That's crazy. If we didn't do Lola Shalim Klau, really should be have nothing. Rachman Hu Dekan say, but the rabbis penalize you and give you an extra chiv of half damages. Kihechi deninatre denintere latore. So you should go out of your way and go supervise your ox. Even extra, even in a case that you shouldn't have had to supervise it. We want to throw a little bit of extra supervision on you just to make extra specially care that the thing won't gore. Oh. Now the Gemara is going to ask three or four questions on this. I think four questions. And here's the simon to the four questions. Hizik, Ma, Vehemis, and Klal. Those are the simon of the four kashas. Like on Pesach night. The four kashas that the Gemara is going to ask to challenge one or the other of these opinions. Chatzi Nezek is Knas, or Chatzi Nezek is Mammon.
What's the
nafkamina? You tell me, Tzvika, what's the nafkamina? Moide b'knas is potter. Ah, that's what it's doing on this daf. If you say it's knas, then moide b'chatzi nezek is putter. If you say it's mamon, then moide b'chatzi nezek is chayav. Oh, thank you for asking. Very good. Simon, hizik ma hamis and klam. Says Gemara, Tanan, says a Mishnah Bavakame, Hanizik Vahamazik Betashlumin. By a short time, both the Mazik and the Nizik, both the damager and the damagee have to pay. What, the damagee has to pay? What are you talking about? He got damaged. What's he paying? Says Gemara, oh, Bishlam Alamandar and Pagan is Kamamayna. If you say, really, you should have paid everything, but we're only making him pay half, so that now I understand why the damage he's paying. He's giving up half of the payment that he should have deserved. And he's paying, in quotes. He's paying if you say it's mammon. He say, really, you should have gotten nothing. So what do you mean? He's getting an extra half. So what do you mean he's paying? No, you know where the damagee is paying? The differential in the value of the carcass between the time of the damage and the time of the court case. If it goes down in price, the nizik loses that money. Because, Rabbi Say, let's say my $1,000 ox gores your $5,000 ox, and dead, your $5,000 ox is worth $3,000. It's not a good example. Let me give you another example. My $5,000 ox gores your $5,000 ox. And now your ox is dead. So it's worth $3,000 dead. It was worth $5,000 alive, now it's worth $3,000 dead. So I have to pay. How much do I have to pay? I damaged you $2,000. Because you used to have a $5,000 ox. Now dead, the carcass is worth $3,000. So I owe you $2,000. But since it's chatzi nezek, I owe you $1,000. My ox was a short time, so I only have to pay half damage. It's $1,000. But now, so that's what it was worth when I gored it, when my ox gored it. Now, a month later, we have the court case. The price of meat went down. It's now worth $2,500, not $3,000. Who loses that extra $500? The nizek loses it. I still only have to pay $1,000. I don't have to pay $1,250. I don't have to pay $1,000. Because the pchas nevela, the loss in value of the carcass is on the nizik, not on the mazik. How do we know it from a pasuk? Anyway, says the, so that's what it means, hanizik v'amazik v'tashlumin, that the nizik loses the pchas nevela. Okay, luckily we learned Bava Kama recently. Okay, next, says the Gemara, pchas nevela? Why do I need the words in that Mishnah, Nizik, Mamazik, and Tashlumin, to tell me that the Nizik loses the Pchas Nevela? There's another Mishnah that says that. Pchas Nevela Tanina, Tashlumin Nezik. It doesn't say Mishalim Esan Nezik. Milamin Shabbalim Metaplim Benevela. That the Nizik loses the money. Says, Gemara, you need two. Chada Betam, Chada Mood. It's Tzricha. I need both of them. Diash Minan, Tam, that the Nizik loses it. Mishim Dakati Lo Ayayin. Yeah, you can't blame the mazik for that. He's a short time. Aval muad, da'ayayit emalo. But muad, maybe you're going to throw the book at the mazik. He's a muad. He didn't watch his ox. So once he's damaging, let's throw the pchas nevel on him also. Says the Gemara, no. That's why I need the mission to tell me we don't do it by muad. V'yesh mina muad, mission to come mishal and kulay. The guy's paying so much money already, so we don't make him pay the pchas nevel. Aval tam, we're not making him pay so much money. Emalo, maybe the mazik has to pay the pchas nevel. Sricha. Question number two. Toshma. Company of proof. Again, the first proof was a raya that Palganiska Mamona was a kash against Kanas, right? Let's see who this one's against. Ma bein tam lamud, shatam mishalim chazinezek migufo, umur mishalim nezek shalim min aliyah. So there's two differences between the Tam and the Muad. Tam pays half Nezek, Muad pays full Nezek. That's the difference everybody knows. Every kindergartner knows that. But where the kindergartners have a problem is the next one. That a Tam pays Migufo and Muad pays Min Ha'aliyah. What does that mean? So that's why I said before. Let's say my $1,000 ox gores your $5,000 ox and makes it now a $2,000 carcass. So my $1,000 ox did $3,000 worth of damage because it turned your $5,000 ox into a $2,000 carcass. So how much do you think I'm chayv? $1,500, right, short time? No. Short time only pays me gufa, which means a short time cannot pay more than its value. So since in the case I gave you, it was worth how much? $1,000. If my $1,000 ox gores your $5,000 ox and makes it into a $2,000 carcass, so you would have thought I'd pay $1,500, half damages? No. I only pay $1,000 because I can't pay. One of the halachas of a short time is I can't pay more than my value. So if my value was $1,000, my upward limit of paying is $1,000. So even though I did $3,000 worth of damage, so half damage, should have said it should be high $1,500. Since I only pay migufa, I only pay $1,000. But a short muad pays minha aliyah, which means I pay the entire damages. Even if the goring ox is worth $1,000. And the gored ox is worth $5,000. Now he's worth a $2,000 carcass. I pay the full $3,000 worth of damages. But wait a second. Tzvika, if Tam Chatzi Nezek is Mamayna, there should be a different difference between Tam and Mord. Tam doesn't pay Alpi Atzmo because Moide B'Knas is Putter, but Mord pays even if he admits because it's Mammon. Why didn't the Mishnah list that difference? Must be Araya that Chatzi Nezek is Mammon. So there's no difference. Both of them we pay if we admit. So it's the second Raya that it's Mammon.
What about the case where the opposite of what you said before, where the price goes up, so now my $1,000 ox is worth $1,500.
So you dead, it's worth more than alive.
The price of meat goes up. So it dies, it's worth $1,000. So I only own $1,000 even though it's $1,500 damage. Price goes up to $1,500. Do I owe the $1,500 or do I owe the $1,000? Because it happens when it occurred or when we actually sell the meat.
No, first of all, I did you bad. I don't owe you anything. I gave you benefit. I took your $1,000 ox and made it worth $1,500. Now dead, it was worth more. I would owe you nothing, I would think. I'm not sure. Interesting question. I don't know. Great question. Answer the Gemara, ton of a shear. No, it's not a raya. It left it out. It left out that difference. It says Gemara, my shear, die shear. Mishnahs don't only leave out one thing. It had to have left out something else. What else? It says Gemara, shear chatzi kofer. It left out that there's another difference between tam and mord, that a mord pays full kofer, and a tam pays nothing. Doesn't pay chatzi kofer. Says the Gemara, Imashem Chatzikov Lav Shiurhu. No, that's not necessarily a leave out. How many Rabbi Yosekli, Dabar Tam Mishan Chatzikov? Maybe Chatzikov is included in there. So, because it's the same, because this opinion holds that you do pay Chatzikov. So that's part of the difference of Mishan Chatzik Nezek. It's included in there already. So, ton of a shiur is not a good answer. So ton of a shear is not a good answer. So the Gemara sounds like it's left off with the kasha. So it's not a good answer. Ton of a shear. So sounds like it's a good raya. The Gemara seems to have a good raya. This second raya, the first raya was rejected, but this raya wasn't rejected. That Chatzi Nezek is mammon. From the fact that it doesn't say that Mu'ad, you pay al piatzmo, but Tom, you don't pay al piatzmo. Sounds like it's mammon. Let's look at Raya number 3. Tashma. Hamas Shorius Ploni, O Shor Shel Ploni, my ox gored Ruvain, or Ruvain's ox. Hareza Misham al piatzmo, my lav b'tam, versus lo b'mu'ad. What would you say? Then if it's a short time, Hamas Shorius Ploni, or Hamas Shorish Ploni, Either one. If it's a short time, so Gemara says, no, it's only more. Say Gemara, Avo Batam, my ain't Misham Yatzo, what? But Tom, you don't pay if you admit. At the Tani, Seifa, O Avdo Shalploni, ain't Misham Apiatzmo, Niflok Vidlistin Bidida. Why do you got to run to a case of Evid? Why don't you distinguish between goring a man or a person itself? But Medvar Muan Bimuad, Avo Batam, ain't Misham Apiatzmo, say Gemara, Kula Bimuad Kamari. I'd rather have the whole Mishnah talking about Muad and distinguish between a shark killing a man versus a shark killing a slave. And not distinguishing Tam and Muad. Okay, so we reject that raya. Tashma, raya number four. Zach Klau. Kala Mishalmi Yosam Ashahizik, Ainu Mishalma Piatzma. Ha Pochos in Mashahizik, like half damages, Mishalma Piatzma. So you see, it's Mammon. It's like, Lotem Ha Pochos Mashahizik, Ela Ema Ha Kimashahizik Mishal Piatzma. Only if you pay exactly what you damage, you admit it. But less than that, maybe, is a knas, and you wouldn't pay. Says Mav, Pachos, my Ainu Misham Piatzmo. Listen, Zach Klal, Kosh Ainu Misham Kimashahizik, Ainu Misham Piatzmo. Anyone who pays either more or less doesn't pay. Dimashma Pachos, Mashma Yosef. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta. So we have Raya number two, which is a Raya to Chasi Nezek Mamon. And we have Raya number four, which is a Tiyufta against Chasi Nezek Knas. Sounds like it's also Mamon. Says the Gemara, we have two rayas, the Chasi Nezek is Mamon. Says the Gemara, the Hilchasa Palganiska Knasa. Says the Gemara, Tiyufta Vihilchasa? You just told me it was a Tiyufta. In time of Mayatosa, why do we reject that opinion? Mishim Delok Tani Kimasha Hizik. Lo Psikale. It didn't want to say only Kimasha Hizik. Because there is one case of Chasi Nezek that everyone agrees is Mamon. The word that strikes fear into the hearts of people learning Bava Kama. The second pair. It says Gemara, Tamai tells him Mishnah Delok Tani Kamash Izik, Lo Psikale, Kevadika Chati Nezik Tsurayris. The famous eight blot sugi in the second paragraph of Chati Nezik Tsurayris, which I once made the mistake of teaching in DRS for a whole half a semester. Chati Nezik Tsurayris, the second paragraph of Bava Kama. Wow, that's a tough sugi. Everyone, Dehilchas Gemila de Mamono, everyone agrees that's a case of Mamon. That's why it didn't say only things where you're paying the exact damage, that's Mamon, because there is a case of Chatzi Nezek that everyone agrees is Mamon, that's Chatzi Nezek source. It's a told of Regel. Says Gemara, now that we said the Chatzi Nezek is Knas, now what about that second question? We didn't get out of that. We didn't get out of the ton of a shear. I don't know. What about the ton of a shear case? Mabe in Tam Lemua, Chatam Sham Chatzi Nezek Migufo. Why did it also state Tam doesn't pay Al Piatzmo? A Tam doesn't pay Al Piatzmo because it's Knas. The Gemara says ton of a shear. But the Gemara, so I guess you have to say ton of a shear, even though you don't have anything else. Because we didn't like the other thing. Right, you'll have to say we're going against Rabbi Yosef Glili. Right. If you say not like Rabbi Yosef Glili, then you have a ton of a shear. Okay, fine. That's true. Shear Chatzi Kofar. Fine. Doesn't work according to everybody. Okay. Says the Gemara, the Hashad Amis Palganiska Knas. Now that the Gemara says the Chatzi Nezek is Knas, Hai Kalbo to Achal Imri, a dog that ate sheep, Vishunra to Achal Tanagoli Ravarve, which is very strange for a dog to eat sheep, or a cat, or a tiger, to Achal Tanagoli Ravarve, a cat that eats these big chickens. It's not the normal way. Mishunahu, this is strange, so it's Karen, and it's Tom. Loi Magvina Babavel, so this Chatzi Nezek you can't collect in Babel. Because in order to judge Dini Knasis, you need people with smicha. And you can't give smicha in Bavel. Avol Zutre. But if he ate small ones, that's normal. Urchayu umagvinon. And that you could collect in Bavel. Nevertheless, v'i tafas. Wow. If the guy would grab the money from the dog owner or from the cat owner, he would grab the money for his sheep that the dog ate, or for his chickens that the cat ate, if he grabs it, Lo mafkin minei, we won't take it away from him. To see why in a minute. Ve'i amar, ikbu lizim nilei Eretz Yisrael. If the guy says, make me a time, I want to go up to Eretz Yisrael so I can judge, I have my case judged with people with smich in Eretz Yisrael. Makbein nilei. We set a time for the court case in Israel. Ve'ilo'az, if the guy doesn't go to Israel, mishamtim le, put him in cherim. Benkach u benkach, whether he wants to go to Israel or not, mishamtim le, we put the mazik in cherim. Damin le, salak hazekel, we say, get this dog and cat out of your house. And if he doesn't do it, we put him in cherim. Midi Rabbi Nassan, like we learned from Rabbi Nassan, the son of Rabbi Nassan, Omer, minayin shalei gadol adam kelev rabbi soch beso, a person should not allow a rabid dog or a wild dog in his house. V'lo yamid sulam ra'ua besoch beso, he shouldn't have a bad ladder inside his house. Shinemar, lo sasin damim beveisecha. You're not allowed to have something that can damage in your house. I have a few things to say about this. First of all, from Rashi it sounds like, wow, that the person is allowed to grab? Wait a second, if they don't judge Dini Knossos and Bagel, how's the guy allowed to grab? So Rashi says, he's allowed to grab from any of the property. Not just that he could grab this dog or this cat as payment. No, he can grab any property. That's what Rashi seems to sound. Dirumaslo V'i. Where's the Rashi? V'i Tafas. Take a look at the Rashi. V'i loy Tafas. V'i Tafas. Three lines down. V'i Tafas. This is Mamona Demazik. Kabi Knasat Chesgul De'inzarch Litzok Lefanenu. He doesn't have to scream. He can just grab. So Rashi says he can grab anything. However, Tosfos. Look, take a look at Tosfos. Last Tosfos. V'i Tafas. Pirsh Rabbeinu Tam. Didafki Tafas as a Mazik Atzmo. Tosfos says, no, not Nechasim. Rashi has any property. Tosfos says, no, if he grabs that dog and that cat to put him out of his misery. Because that's the damaging agent. Tosfos is bothered. How can you grab any of his property? I thought you just told me we don't judge Dini Knossos and Bavel. And if you grab, that's tantamount to judging Dini Knossos if you let the guy grab. So the Ramah, right? So Tosfos learns, it's a special halacha that you only let grab the dog itself, because the idiot of a dog is the one who pulverized your sheep. So we allow you to grab the dog so that he doesn't keep pulverizing your sheep. Or the cat that doesn't keep pulverizing your chickens. Oh, so the Ramah, quoted by the Rosh in Bava Kamma, says this din tfis of a knas is a takana midrabanan, that they only allowed you to grab from the nichse hamazik. Midaraisa, you're not allowed to grab at all without bezdin. And even if you grab it, midaraisa, we take it away from you. Therefore, he says this din of tfisa is only by a knas which is coming to prevent damage. It's a special takana only by damage. But a knas that's not coming to be mamal and hefsel, like let's say if you would grab in Bavel Dalad Vehei, or you would grab Kefel, you're not allowed to grab that, says the Ramah. And the Rosh says, no, you're allowed to grab any knas, says the Rosh, because we have a famous rule. Ovid Inish Dina Lenafche. You're allowed to grab it on your own, even if Bezdin doesn't paskin for you. And others ask another point here. What about mammon? Even a court case of mammon needs smicha. Even a court case of mammon needs smicha. Why only knas? Even mammonus, we only allow for hodolos halvos because shlichus ayuka avdino. So some say it only applies to these types of knasos. They're very frequent. These types of things. Oh. Hold on, where did I see that? Give me 1 second. Right. Oh. It's the Rashba's Kasha. Frek the Rashba Kasha, but we'll close with this. Close with this Rashba. Rashba has the following question. Listen to this kasha. You got to know Sanhedrin to understand this question. Asks the Rashba kasha, even if you say chatzi nezek is mamon, how could you collect mamon without dayan mumchen? The Gemara says in Bava Kama pay dalam and beis. Even mamon needs dayan mumchen, but certain cases of mamonus were lenient. Something shchiach like hoidos valvos, loans, right? And admitting you owe money. Any dayan could do that because they say shlichusayev bezan gadol shem Yerushalayim. They're doing the shlichus because otherwise nobody would lend any money. So you want to allow people to collect money, so it's an exception. But a case of a dog ripping off the head of a sheep, or a cat ripping off the head of a chicken, that's not shchiach. So everyone agrees you're not judged only with smuchin. Answers the Ritva that with a dog and a cat hezeka matzui biyoser. When you don't watch them, so it's easy for them to damage. Believe me, I spent the moshav all summer long with at least 10 wild loose dogs, including 2 Dobermans. Wild loose Dobermans. I walk home Friday night at 11 o'clock at night after the tish, walking home to the Tzimmers. I got to deal with 2 Dobermans and these loose dogs, wild dogs. They snarl at you, they bark, they howl. So he says, Hezekon Matsui. It's interesting, if you challenge them, usually they slink away. Oh. So therefore, even if Yod Chasi Nezek is Mammon, you're allowed to collect it in bubble because it's Shchiach. It's Shchiach. Okay, Rabbi, say now, right, this last halacha, very important. You're not allowed to have something around your house that's dangerous. And the Chiddush is, even though the Pasuk's talking about Gag, by making a makah, V'lo sasin damim b'veisecha, it changes from Gag to Beisecha. So if Nassim learns from the fact that it changes, so says the Ein Yaakov, that it's not just about the roof, which is a chiyuv for shvichas damim, but even damage, even in danger, just cause somebody damage, not shvichas damim. You would think it's only did by makah, the guy could die. But it said, even by nezikin, it's a problem. Okay, we'll stop here. Hadron alach elonaris. We'll start the next parak Be'ez Hashem tomorrow morning at 7:05. Everyone should have a great day. Art scroll number 1 is finished.
Rabbi, it's mashma that if it's stop kelav, it's not kelav ra. You can't raise it in your house. You could have a dog in your house for a minute. As long as it's not a kelav ra.
Okay.
For the dog lovers, Rabbi. Not that I'm one of them, I'm just saying. My daughter said quiet to me every day, every morning. Rabbi in the Mishnah mentioned the cook that we're passing in the Mishnah cook was Mamona, but we know that it's a machlokas and machis based on the bees between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho of Yochanan ben Baroka, whether we say kufras kapara or kufras mamona. It's mashma that the Mishnah here is taken as a given as kufras mamona.
If you say it's kapara, is it a short knas? Yes. Mario is asking what's knas or mamon. I'm not so sure. I was wondering about that question.
Because I think the Gemara over there says that it's you can be moda. It talks about the law. I think that's the nafkamina. Actually, we look at the Gemara. We look at the Gemara in the Marcus.
Meaning of Marcus.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.